Travis Hancock, T-Bone, Mac Attack, WFNZ in Charlotte, joining us on the Adam Gold Show. I make no insinuation, sir. I appreciate your time. There's a lot going on in your city.
No problem. Oh, yeah. I want to say that right now I'm doing this through a medical issue. I was struck by lightning today filming a commercial. So I'm just trying to, yeah.
All right. So as somebody who's on the radio, you make notes. I want to start with this, right? And I'm sure that this has happened to you, that you forget to start with this. So here's how the show was supposed to start today, but I forgot to do it. I was going to say, I have not been struck by lightning. So apparently, there was some rumor that Drew Brees was struck by lightning.
Yes, he's a video surfaced where he was struck by lightning doing a commercial for, I've even forgotten the betting company that he advertised, but they were doing a video in Venezuela, I guess overnight, and Drew was struck by lightning, and he got, you know how this goes. I kind of thought, all right, I guess it's real, so I've got to tweet out, hope Drew Brees is okay, and then about 5 minutes later, we find out Drew Brees is fine. It's a commercial. We all got duped. Darren Rovell's putting out statements about getting duped by this whole thing. So it's chaos. Well, you got stuck like, well, I want to make sure that he's okay, but then I'll just say it. Hope Drew Brees is okay, knowing it's probably fake, but I got it right out there, rather than the opposite of like, it's fake, and then he does get struck by lightning. Well, then you feel like a jerk.
Like you caused it. Like you were the one who actually struck him by lightning.
Yes, yes.
You tossed the toaster.
Now I'm not on Twitter today. I'm in that mode today, Adam. You know how it is. Like everything to me is fake today. Like if Dan Marino gets kicked by a horse today, it may happen. I don't know what he's doing now, but if Dan Marino is kicked by a horse today, I'm not even buying any of this stuff anymore.
Just stay off Elon Musk's website today.
Yes.
Just do that. All right. So, first of all, in your little neck of the woods, who is the most obnoxious about the World Cup right now? Because I think I'm the answer here.
Our guy Mac, my co-host on our morning show with me, he's like a soccer aficionado. He's gotten really into it the last handful of years. So, like he and I do. I mean, I played soccer growing up at a very high level until I was 12, and then things fell apart there with some injuries.
Right,
but he's way into it. So he's naming off players for teams that I act like I know what he's talking about. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. He can just make up players. And I don't. But no, he's way into it. Like, we're all kind of into the USA stuff, obviously. But he's into more. Like, he's watching games on his phone after the show. So my guy, Matt, my co-host, he's really into all of it right now.
I'm completely bought in. I'm barely paying attention. Right now I'm paying attention because there are no matches going on.
Yes.
But at the start of this, I wasn't paying attention. And at the 2 o'clock hour, I got no shot. No chance. Yeah. I got two matches going on at the same time.
My attention span is good for the USA games. Like, I'm all in. I'll start to watch some of the other ones, and then, as you can probably tell, I drift off immediately into other stuff. So it's on, and I hear it. But I got to be honest with you. If, like, Below Deck comes on Bravo or something, I'm like, okay, well, we're not really going to talk about this game, so I'll check out the score later. Kind of don't tell anybody that, but that's sort of how I'm doing stuff right now.
No, I totally understand. Travis Hancock, T-Bone, Morning Show, WFNZ, Mac Attack. All right, let's get to the thing that is going on in your city right now, the ACC Championship game. Is there a buzz in Charlotte for this? I mean, there should be a buzz for Drake May coming home. But what is the feeling, basically, as I use this term, on the ground in Charlotte for this?
Well, it's better than usual here because, as you can attest, the game here, and a lot of that is because for so many years, yes, the Clemson fans are into it and they're there, but they're just annihilating people by a ton. And the games, you know, you go from those SEC games that are oftentimes great and hyped up to the the ACC game, and it's kind of like Clemson, you know, they beat Miami, 50-3 one year, big program, but none of the games were compelling. Pittsburgh Wake last year was different, but wasn't a great game, and Pittsburgh and Wake's not going to draw a ton in Charlotte. Now, a couple weeks ago, I thought, wow, we're getting a humdinger here. Yeah. We have North Carolina with outside playoff hopes. Drake May, I thought had the Heisman then. Clemson was, you know, they're down a bit, but still better than most. They've got playoff hopes. Then Carolina loses to Georgia Tech, and I thought they might have got caught peeking ahead a little bit to what they had next. I'm really surprised they got twice in a row at home. That was kind of like, ooh. And then Clemson goes and loses to South Carolina. Win streak is over. So there's still hype with these two. It's kind of an interesting matchup, and for me, and probably for you and the people that cover the ACC, because while Clemson is still really good, they're kind of at a crossroads a little bit for what they're going to be. Are they going to make adjustments and start using the portal to try to get back to the title level, that high, high, high level? They're still, again, way better than a lot, but they're not what they were. The quarterback plays down, receiver play is not what it was. Clemson, if they lose back-to-back to the Carolina schools, the rivalry game at home, that loss, Carolina in Charlotte. Uh-huh. If they go into bowl season losing those two, man, we got a lot of questions about Clemson. And if Carolina loses three in a row, despite the hype next year for Drake May, there's a lot of questions about how good was this season really. They got the title game, but they fell apart at the end. So this is really going to tell us a lot, I think, about kind of the state of these programs right now.
I was talking to Chip Patterson about this yesterday. And he made the argument that a loss might be the best thing that could happen to Clemson because it might force them to reevaluate, and maybe it won't. Maybe Dabo is not going to use the transfer portal. He has said publicly he's not interested in it. But I don't know how you can be Clemson and expect to compete with the Alabamas, Georgias, LSUs, Tennessees, Ohio States, Michigans of the world without using it. Everybody's using it. This would be like not being against NIL if you're Clemson. They can't be.
And how do you not acknowledge? First of all, he said this week that he would use it for multi-year all-conference players. Well, that's a really great idea because that's way to really use the portal to your advantage. You're trying to get multi-year all-conference guys. They pop up. These guys pop up like nothing. But Juice Wells, the wide receiver for the Gamecocks, and Spencer Rattler are both portal guys.
Right,
they got beat the other day at the end of the game, especially by two guys from the portal. One of our main discussions today, and it's not to diminish the importance for either side. North Carolina has not won the ACC title since 1980, and it's highly important. Who is it more important for was our discussion, and I thought, boy, it's important for both. But UNC next year at least has an identity at quarterback of a guy that might be the best player in the country, with Caleb Williams from Southern Cal.
Right.
At least North Carolina goes into next year with an identity and kind of knowing who they are. If Clemson, again, were to lose this one, Clemson, for the first time in a long time, they have not lost back-to-back games in the regular season since 2011, in the same season since 2011. Clemson's got an identity issue, especially if they lose this one. I think this is kind of important for Clemson to try to figure out what they're going to be, more so even in North Carolina right now.
I mean, it is very possible. I think it all depends on how they react to it. We all know, because we're not dumb, we watch, and we know that Clemson doesn't look like the others. They don't look like the other best teams. And they haven't looked like it at the wide receiver position. They haven't looked like it on the offensive line. They haven't looked like it at quarterback the last couple of years. So, and I'm not 100% sure that the freshman is that much better, to be honest. We haven't seen anything really dynamic from him in terms of throwing the ball other than some energy. Let me ask you one more thing before we let you go, Travis. The Panthers have given the rest of the NFC South the weekend off. So the footsteps that everybody hears from the 4-8 Panthers are what they are. Is Sam Darnold better than the other two quarterbacks that they have? Now, this is a small sample size, and B, I'm not going to use an offensive analogy, but it's not exactly a high bar.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot. Mango habanero, you get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop. the flavor gets its wings. Yum.
It's finally here. The Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more. Plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
It's not, but I think he is. And, you know, he got off to a decent start last year. They won some games. Baker Mayfield was terrible. And I'm surprised by it. I thought, all right, well, maybe we won't get the best of Baker from Cleveland, but we'll get some semblance of a pretty good Baker. He was awful. Whatever reasons, he was awful. I'm not saying Sam is great, but they can at least manage the game a little better like last week. They also changed the game plan last week. It felt like Ben McAdoo, the offensive coordinator, was just more apt to just let Baker go throw it a ton at times. And it was kind of like, why is Baker – and, yeah, when they got behind, it's one thing. But why is Baker throwing it 30 times? Last week they had Sam Darnold, limited throws. He was efficient. He didn't turn it over. I think Darnold can manage that a little better for what they want than Baker Mayfield. And you're right, they're still alive in the South because Tampa Bay, you keep expecting them to run away with it, and they're not. They played New Orleans on Monday this week. But after this game, Tampa Bay has at San Francisco and then Cincinnati. So that's their two hardest games remaining, and they play the Panthers at the end. So, you know, the Panthers have done all they can to take themselves out of this race, but the Buccaneers have also done all they can to make sure that they're still in the race. So as wild as it is, the Panthers have been there before. They won a division once at 7-8-1, and it feels like this division winner is going to have a very weak record, and the Panthers somehow, some way, I'm not sure how either, but they're right there with a manageable schedule to the rest of the way.
7-10, division champions. Why not?
Yeah, could be.
That'll be hysterical.
We'll send you a t-shirt if we get one.
And a home playoff game. That would be fantastic. Travis Hancock at T-Bone WFNZ on Twitter for Mac Attack. I thank you much, man. Good weekend to you. Go USA.
Yes, no doubt. I'll be watching, I promise.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.